I agree that it may have a number of therapeutic possibilities, she says, and waits. She lets that silence rear up from her again. When she's sure nobody's going to challenge it, she goes on. But I also believe that an idea like this should be discussed in staff meeting before a decision is reached. Wasn't that your idea, Doctor?
Oh, of course. I merely thought, to understand, I would feel out some of the men first. But certainly a staff meeting first, then we'll continue our plans.
Everybody knows that's all there is to the carnival. The big nurse starts to bring things back into hand by rattling the folio she's holding. Fine. Then if there is no other new business, and if Mr. Cheswick will be seated, I think we might go right on into the discussion. We have... She takes her watch from the basket and looks at it. 48 minutes left. So, as I... Hey, Wade, I remember there is some other new business. McMurphy has his hand up, fingers snapping. She looks at the hand for a long time before she says anything.
Yes, Mr. McMurphy?
Not me, Dr. Spivey has. Doc, tell him what you come up with about the hard of hearing guys in the radio. The nurse's head gives one little jerk, barely enough to see, but my heart is suddenly roaring. She puts the folio back in the basket, turns to the doctor. Yes, says the doctor. I very nearly forgot. He leans back and crosses his legs and puts his fingertips together. I can see he's still in good spirits about his carnival. You see, McMurphy and I were talking about that age-old problem we have on this ward. The mixed population, the young and the old together. It's not the most ideal surroundings for our therapeutic community, but administration says there's no helping it with the geriatric building overloaded the way it is. I'll be the first to admit it's not an absolutely pleasant situation for anyone concerned. In our talk, however, McMurphy and I did happen to come up with an idea which might make things more pleasant for both age groups. McMurphy mentioned that he had noticed some of the old fellows seemed to have difficulty hearing the radio. He suggested the speaker be turned up louder so the chronics with auditory weaknesses could hear it. A very humane suggestion, I think. McMurphy gives a modest wave of his hand, and the doctor nods at him and goes on. But I told him I had received previous complaints from some of the younger men that the radio is already so loud it hinders conversation and reading. McMurphy said he hadn't thought of this, but mentioned that it did seem a shame that those who wished to read couldn't get off by themselves where it was quiet and leave the radio for those who wished to listen. I agreed with him that it did seem a shame and was ready to drop the matter, when I happened to think of the old tub room where we store the tables during the ward meeting. We don't use the room at all otherwise. There's no longer a need for the hydrotherapy it was designed for now that we have the new drugs. So how would the group like to have that room as a sort of second day room? A game room, shall we say?